Here's what you missed this morning with Johnny and Megan.
You may like the job that you have.
I do.
It may not be your dream job.
Okay.
Is this your dream job?
Well, this is one of those things I never really would have seen myself doing, but like maybe when I was younger, I would have thought, oh, this would be really cool to be on the radio.
Yeah.
So in a way, yes.
Oh.
And it turns out money is no object. See what I did there?
Oh, I see what you're doing. So we want to know, if money were no object, what would be your dream job? And we actually have some great responses
on our Facebook page
so far. Amy says, a baker in my own shop.
Love it.
That's a great dream. But a lot of times it's hard for that to come true because, you know, you got to think of all the money that you got to invest in getting all that stuff. But that would be wonderful. Amy, if you bake stuff already.
Maybe start baking in your own kitchen. Move on up.
Drop it off at the radio station and we'll try it.
And maybe that'll be your big break.
It could be. Also, Teresa has a good one. Dog rescuer.
I'm seeing a lot of animal-related
I've noticed that, too.
Ones in here, which I think is great. People who are animal people, like true animal people, love it, have a passion for it.
And I noticed not only is there a lot of animal stuff, there's also a lot of, like, community service type things.
Yep.
Like, whether it's building homes for those in need. You know, a lot of that stuff you could still do with the job that you got.
Yeah, that's true.
You could volunteer and stuff. But there are some great ones. We'd love to hear what some of yours are. Mine... game show host would be a great job.
Right.
I don't know if it's necessarily my dream job.
I think I want to be, is it possible for it to be just like no job? I don't mean like doing nothing.
You could do that professionally.
Like I want to putter around my house and like, you know, make it nice and stuff.
So you want to like spend a lot of time at home and just get everything ready.
Yeah, like get everything all nice and that's one of those things that, you know, when I was home with my young kids, it was something I did, but like there was also kids in the house. Plus, I was always working some way, so couldn't really spend the time that I wanted to do that.
So
I wouldn't want to do any one of these things forever, though. That's my other problem. I only want to do things for like a couple years tops.
My dream job would be to move around and do a bunch of different jobs.
Yeah,
I like that idea too. Yeah. Mike Rowe does that dirty jobs guy. That's all he does. That is his job. Is doing other people's jobs.
See, there you go. You never get bored.
Exactly. So what would your dream job be? Give us a call, 934-9830. We have been talking about dream jobs if money was no object. So not like, oh, I want my dream job to be where I make $1 million.
Right. This would have to be, you'd be willing to do it for free.
Doesn't matter what the job is. Obviously, the pay does not matter because you wouldn't have anything to worry about.
Right.
Don't have to worry about paying for kids' school. Don't have to worry about paying your bills because...
you're just sitting on a pile of money.
You're sitting. Yeah, you came into a lot of money, and now you get to decide what kind of job you want. Now, these are jobs, like you were asking earlier, is it a job that you actually have to have skills for?
Right. You have to be prepared to do the job.
I would say you have to have a little bit of skills. You can't just be like, I want to be a rocket scientist.
Here's another question.
You can't.
Since this is a dream, does this job have to exist in this day and time? Or could we go back in time and have could I be like an old-timey blacksmith?
That would be a cool job.
In like the 1800s or something.
You could be an old-timey style blacksmith now and then sell your wares.
I don't know. That doesn't sound as fun.
No, people like that nostalgia stuff.
I know, but where would I even do it? I have to go like Greenfield Village or something. And
I don't know.
Well, I don't
know. Live with the Amish.
Okay. I could do that. Sure.
I want to build barns with the Amish.
Dream job.
It'd be a great job. Get outside, get a good workout in.
Get tan.
But what are some of your dream jobs? Give us a call, 934-9830. You also post up on our Facebook page. Sarah, who's coming in a little bit later on, her job would be either celebrity shopper, a baby or animal cuddler. Now, I love that.
Oh, now that is, yes.
That would be a dream job. Or she wants to be an event planner. But, oh, man, I would love to, like, get cuddle
time.
So
does a baby cuddler have to change the diapers? Because that's just called being a mom.
Yeah. That.
Or do you get to just like cuddle the baby and then hand it back?
That's tough.
I know, Sarah. I guess it's your job to clarify.
You get to decide. But what would be your dream job? Give us a call, 934-9830. Jennifer, what would be your dream job?
I want to be the beer cart lady on the golf course.
Oh. That would be fun. Like just do that all day, every day?
Yep.
Are you allowed to drink the beer if you have that job?
I don't know.
Maybe that could be like the part of the dream job for you.
Yeah, you just put it in your contract. Yeah. When you sign the papers, right?
1 an hour.
Exactly. Yeah,
exactly. I love this idea.
Yeah.
Beer cart driver. That every day.
Tooling around. That sounds really fun.
Every time I've gone golfing, I'm like, man, that sounds like a fun job.
Well, I mean, you get to be outside again. Like, you get to see the beautiful scenery and make people really happy.
Drive a giant golf cart full of beer. Yeah. I mean,
what's
not
to love?
Dream.
Hey, it's Megan and Sarah with Your Mom Minute, where we share tips and ideas to make your life as a mom easier and more fun. And today we're talking about getting kids outside, even in so-so weather.
Yeah, this is hard. Well, my tip is to actually go out with them. You know, it's ideal to say you could send your kids out to play in the outdoors and it's good for them. But guess what? It's good for you, too. And they're more likely to stay out and play if it's kind of a family affair. So over time, over the long haul, you might be able to send them out on their own. But if you're getting resistance from your kids and it's kind of that icky weather, you know, get everybody dressed and head out together.
Love it. So I like to make it easy on myself by setting up a little staging area by the door with all the outdoor gear I need. I don't have a mud room. I wish I did, but pretty much everyone has some little nook or area by their door where they can put stuff like mittens and boots and everything else, and then plus a place to change in and out of those so that there isn't wet stuff strewn all over your house and muddy boots everywhere.
That's such a good idea. Well, this has been another Mom Minute from Sarah and Megan of the Mom Hour. For more ideas to make your life as a mom easier and more fun, head over to themomhour.com.
The Mom Minute is brought to you by Rainbow Child Care Center. Visit rainbowccc.com and discover the Rainbow Difference.
All the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
So it looks like the Daily Mirror is saying that Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta may star in another Grease movie.
I'm all about that.
You are?
It's the one that I want.
So Olivia is quoted by this paper saying, "We're thinking up ways, nothing to announce yet. 40-year anniversary of Grease, which I can't believe. Time goes by so fast. It's so exciting. I'm a fortunate person. I have a wonderful life and career. Nice people want to talk to me. That has nothing to do with planning a movie."
Nope.
But
it's filler.
I felt like that would have been a good idea in the 20th anniversary.
Well, I will say maybe they could come back like as teachers or like the parents. I mean, I just don't see them probably, not saying older people can't have romantic parts, but it's just, it's a story about teenagers.
It sounds like.
And they were like in their 30s when they were playing teenagers.
It sounds like a way of we're trying to revive their careers.
Well, that very much could be. They did do a little reunion a few years ago and had like a video or two out.
I saw
stuff.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
What I would like to see, though, is a Grease 2 reunion.
You may remember such film. I do remember such film. Let's rock and roll.
Exactly. What's the one that Michelle Pfeiffer sings? Because Michelle Pfeiffer, that was hers? Yeah, and then she did the boy, I can't remember.
I don't remember as well. I watched Grease 1 probably 8,000 times.
I got a buddy that is like a diehard Grease 2 fan, and he met Michelle Pfeiffer in person in... You know, she's been in a lot of great movies, like Catwoman and all these other things. He was like, "I loved you in Grease 2. She laughed and thought it was a joke.
Oh, that's so funny.
And then she awkwardly walked away.
Hey, there are questions to be answered, but I would not have a problem with their bringing Grease back in some capacity.
Jocelyn just texted me. It's called Cool Rider.
Cool Rider.
Cool Rider.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I need to watch both of those movies again. We should have a little movie marathon.
A Grease 1 and 2 movie marathon?
Let's do it. That's a good idea. Saturday. So speaking of musicals, there's apparently a musical based on Pharrell's childhood being made.
Weird.
It will feature his music and will chronicle his early years in Virginia Beach. So it's kind of like a Jersey Boys type
thing. Sounds interesting. He is a very interesting person because I believe he's a vampire.
Oh, well, and he doesn't get older.
It must be his early years in Virginia Beach in 1892. Because he's a vampire.
Now that really would give it a spin.
Exactly.
That I could get into. Yeah.
Think of this. If American Idol comes back, Kanye West wants to be one of the judges. If they reboot the whole thing, Kanye is at the very top of the wish list, not Simon Cowell, apparently, according to Radar Online. If Ryan hosts the thing, he can help get, you know, Kanye and all this all put together. Kanye's weighing the options and even grilling Jennifer Lopez on what's involved. Well, so what do you think about Kanye as a judge? See,
I think that if American Idol is going to compete with this current crop of singing competition shows, they're going to have to spice things up and... It would be unpredictable. I think people would tune in just to see what he says.
Kanye would be better than J-Lo.
He's unpredictable. He says things that make people go, huh? Mm-hmm. But they make people talk. So, exactly. Yeah, I think it could be a thing. Who knows?
The next story will make you go, huh?
This story does make me go, huh? Well, actually, this story makes me go, yeah, duh. Okay, so... Everyone thinks that song, that James Blunt song, You're Beautiful, you know, you're
right.
Beautiful, my mm-hmm. voice is going. People think it's a romantic song.
Yeah.
And James Blunt just was quoted as saying, like, it's not this soft, romantic, bleeping song. It's about a guy as high as a kite in the subway stalking someone else's girlfriend. When the guy is right there in front of him, he should be locked up or put in prison for being some kind of perv. Everyone goes, oh, he's so romantic. I want You're Beautiful as my wedding song.
Oh gosh.
These people are messed up.
Wow.
I had to help set the record straight about that song. Listen to the lyrics before you decide a song is wedding worthy, people.
Exactly. Yeah, please listen to all the I like that one part. Yeah, but what about that other part?
It could have a pretty melody and the words could be terrible.
Exactly.
Here's your Coast Music News Minute.
Naughty Gossip says Harry Styles is worried that his upcoming solo single will not sell well. A source told the site Harry is terrified that no one will buy his debut single. He was a hit in One Direction, but going solo is very scary. He is shaking and knows that he only has one chance at this. If his first single flops, then his solo career is over. Selena Gomez says she wants young girls to see that they are capable of anything.
I think if there's something that I've tried to ever do with my platform is live by example. I want them to see that they're able to have the same dreams and the same goals. There's so much pressure now, especially for young girls, and I just want them to feel like they are capable of doing anything.
And the Daily Mail says that during her tour of New Zealand, Adele has been leaving handwritten notes under fans' seats. One read, I'm very excited to be here. I never thought I'd come. Are you from New Zealand? I ate some kiwi chocolates today. I hope you enjoyed tonight. These are my last shows on tour because afterwards it's just London, and I live there. So anyway, love Adele. And that's the Coast Music News Minute for today. And the Coast Social Network is on the air where we talk to your friends and neighbors across Southwest Michigan. Joining us today is Nancy from Bering County Cancer Service. Also, Amy's here for the Bottoms Up for a Cure Pub Run. Very excited about this event. And Nancy, this is an event that benefits Bering County Cancer Service, right?
Absolutely. And we're just so happy to have Amy and her team Lucky Charms. Who every year have just really stepped up to the plate in an amazing way.
Yeah, it's just a wonderful event. Amy, this is the seventh one.
Yeah, so the theme is Lucky Seven. We try to come up with a theme every year. So this mm-hmm. is Lucky Number Seven. So there's kind of an Irish leprechaun kind of theme to the t-shirt. And the t-shirts are a lot of fun every year. So actually, if you see any of the flyers out or go to the Facebook page or Radio Super Saver, you can kind of get a flavor for what the shirt looks like. So that's a lot of fun.
And I will say the shirt is like the, out of all like 5Ks and any runs, I mean, that is like the... prize possession.
Laser Graphics. I got to give a shout out to them because they do a great job every year.
Wonderful job. So what are the things that we need to know for this Bottoms Up for Cure Pub Run?
Well, the first thing is that it's April 29th and check-in is at 11, but it starts at 1 at Babes, begins and ends at Babes. So you have to go to Babes at the beginning and the end because that's where all the fun stuff happens. And then we also go to the Buck, which is a blast, 221 Main on the River Tavern and River's Edge Bar and Grill back to Babes. And you need to sign up by the 21st to be guaranteed a shirt, April 21st. So if you go to radiosupersaver.com, you can sign up very easily online, or you can also drop off a registration at the radio station.
So
how long is that course?
Yeah,
sorry, I'm just curious how much that...
I think it's like four and some, but people like if you don't feel it, I mean, people do what they want. So
that's doable though.
Yeah, it's really not a big deal, but and you're stopping in between, so it's not like a serious race or anything.
Right. Yeah, because it's not quite an official route. You're kind of just, you're going towards these places in St. Joe and then kind of looping back, but you can kind of... hit a couple different places if you want, right?
Okay. Yes, and I actually run Michigan. I listed on there, and they always email me for the results. I'm like, I don't have any results. Oh, people had a great time.
Yeah, people had fun.
They survived.
The
and
95% of them came back.
Yeah, that's the result.
The other ones stayed in the bar.
Yeah. But it is a wonderful route to, you know, just cruise around and go at your own pace and then just come on back. So if you're a serious runner or if you just want to, you know, support mm-hmm. Bering County Cancer Service, you can do that and have a good time.
And the prizes are good too.
Oh yeah, that is a cool thing as well because everybody goes there, does the route and then loops back and there's prizes and all kinds of great things.
Yes, we have raffles and then we also have giveaways. A lot of the local merchants and the stops on the run give us gift cards. So a lot of those are giveaways. And I've confirmed a few things for the raffle prizes that you can buy the tickets. We've got a Whirlpool refrigerator worth like over $3,000. Lake Michigan Golf Club is being generous and donating some golfing and like some other golf items. If you're a golfer, you would know like what they are.
Right.
Small. I don't know. Four Winds is also donating a gift card. And South Bend, actually, I've always been interested in whitewater rafting. I contacted them and they're donating like some of the passes to do the East Race. And some other stuff too. So
that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're doing more. I'm sure there'll be more to come.
Yeah, definitely. So this usually fills up pretty quick. But you know, it's open to just about everybody. But they should probably register
by the 21st. They can always show up the day of, and we do order some extra shirts, but you're not guaranteed a T-shirt, and that's really the best part of it. So you should really sign up by the 21st.
Wonderful, and you can do that at RadioSuperSaver.com. But an event like this is not possible without great sponsors as well. You got a lot of people involved in this, right?
I gotta say Edward Jones, and I'll just tell you the offices of South Haven, St. Joe, Benton Harbor, Stevensville, and Coloma, Twisted Twin Custom Motorcycles, LPL Financial, Primar, Attila Real Estate, BJ Parish, Horizon Bank, Chemical Bank, Stonegate Park Dentistry, and of course, you guys, the radio station, have done. And did I say Horizon Bank? I can't remember. But
I think so.
Okay.
And they got it twice.
Okay.
And the radio station has been great. They help me out so much by letting people sign up online. That makes my life so much easier. So thank you.
Yeah, for sure. I'm very excited about it. The 7th annual Bottoms Are for a Cure Pub Run. Mark your calendars and join them for Saturday, April 29th. It's going to be a great time.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for joining us today.
Thanks. Oh, and can I say thank you, Cheryl Williams? Sure. You're my co-chair. She got mad at me one time for not like mentioning her, so thank you.
Well, thank you guys again. So this is a pretty crazy story, and I don't know if you've ever, you know, dreamt about going to the Amazon rainforest to go hiking or do something adventuring, things like that. Maybe if that was your dream job, to be an adventure guide in Amazon, well, may need to rethink it, because there's a 25-year-old man. And he was on a tour of the rainforest in the Amazon when he wandered off from the camp where the group was staying. Now, I almost should not even go on and say, all right, this is where you don't, this is something you do not do.
This is where, you know, people are weeded out.
I'm just going to venture off
into the forest.
The world's largest rainforest. Why not? Well, amazingly, or Amazoningly.
Oh boy, Johnny.
He was in the wild, lost. 9 days he was lost before he was found alive by guides. Now, how did he stay alive, you ask? So I know you're asking.
I'm asking. Tell me.
He said that he was able to survive because he followed a group of monkeys around out there in the forest. So the monkeys dropped him fruit and led him to shelter and water every day.
That's amazing.
Pretty cool, cool thing, right?
Maybe they wanted him to join their troop.
Maybe.
Their gang.
They realized
monkey
he was in
gang.
Trouble. So, of course, he was in rough shape when he was found and with many insect bites and swollen feet and ankles, but his mind was working just fine as he maintained hope of a rescue the entire time thanks to the friendly troop of monkeys.
Well, that's great.
Pretty crazy story.
That is pretty crazy.
But monkeys are very, very intelligent.
And they're social.
Yeah.
And they're like, you stand upright and walk like us.
Or they were probably just like, hey, did you venture off from the
right?
The
hey,
tour?
Dummy. Yeah.
Did you?
Maybe they were actually all like, "Let's mess with this guy and throw fruit at him."
Hey, I think this guy's lost. What should we do? I don't know.
The whole time the camp was like 10 feet away, and they wouldn't bring him there. They're like,
"Oh yeah, come on,
come over this way."
No, that's not the right way, man. Just come over here, man. Come on. Those darn monkeys.
Listen to Johnny and Megan mornings on today's Best Mix 98.3 The Coast.